Hi, boys and girls, and Happy New Year. It's 2008, even though some of us are still partying like it's 1999. The year started with blasts of super cold weather on both sides of the country. But don't worry, because that's always followed by blasts of super hot air from both sides of the global warming debate. No matter what happens, hot, cold, flood, drought, everyone says this is proof that I'm right. People's opinions on global warming are pretty much frozen solid. Well, you can probably guess Uncle Jay's news word for this week. Change. All the presidential candidates are using the same word to show how different they all are from each other. They all say they'll bring change to Washington, and hope, and experience, and strength, and courage, and a heart, and a brain, and all those focus group words that prove they'll never be a slave to focus groups. We also saw some change last week on TV shows because of the writer's strike. Some of those late-night TV hosts who grew beards got some extra attention. And, you know, maybe some other people who are trying to get higher ratings could try something like that. Or maybe some of the trailing candidates could get some extra attention with one of those dancing pop-up ads that you see on the internet. Maybe. Now, you might see another on TV when the award show season starts. Award shows like the Grammys, Oscars, Golden Globes, Emmys, People's Choice Awards, Critics' Choice, Healthy Choice, might not have your favorite celebrities on because of the strike. Now, boys and girls, you don't want to see celebrities talk without writers because, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good.